Interfaith dialogue and a commitment to bring peace in the Middle East was at the heart of Pope Benedict's meetings on Tuesday morning with Muslim, Jewish and Catholic leaders in Jerusalem. The Pope's first encounter was with the Grand Mufti Muhammad Ahmad Hussein and other Muslim leaders inside the Golden Dome of the Rock, the oldest Islamic monument in the Holy Land and the third most important shrine after Mecca and Medina. He then moved on to the headquarters of the Chief Rabbinate of Israel, where he was greeted by leaders of the different Jewish communities and where he spoke of the value of trust as a crucial element of the dialogue between Christians and Jews.
The Church continues to value the spiritual patrimony common to Christians and Jews and desires an ever deeper mutual understanding and respect through biblical and theological studies as well as fraternal dialogues.
The Pope's final meeting of the morning was with local Catholic bishops and Franciscan friars, with whom he recited the Regina Caeli inside the upper room, where Jesus celebrated the Last Supper, where he appeared to his followers after his resurrection, and where the Holy Spirit descended upon the first disciples at Pentecost. Here the Pope spoke of the vital role of the small Christian communities in Jerusalem and throughout the Middle East region.
I wish to repeat to them what I stated in my 2006 Christmas message to Catholics in the Middle East. I express with affection my personal closeness in this situation of human insecurity, daily suffering, fear and hope which you are living. I repeat to your communities the words of the Redeemer, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Finally, before giving his apostolic blessing, Pope Benedict urged as many pilgrims as possible to visit the Holy Land, and he appealed to all Christians to support and to pray for their brothers and sisters throughout this region, where Jesus carried out his earthly ministry. I'm Philippa Hitchin.